Grandpa Still Remembers and Paul's Parables present stories by Auntie Winnie, my sister, who was a missionary in South Africa.
Hi, I'm Winnie. Here you are, stories about anything, written especially for kids in South Africa.
Beginnings, Episode 5. Last time we heard about a new beginning Adam and Eve had in their family when Seth was born. There were many generations between Seth and Noah. And by now there were lots of people on earth. And they were very wicked. Noah. Noah was busy in his workshop fixing Mrs. Noah's rocking chair. He heard a voice calling, "Noah!" Noah stopped pounding. "Who is it?" "I am God calling you." "Yes, Lord?" "Noah, I'm sorry I made man, because he has become wicked, and he is no friend to me. I'm going to destroy all men on earth."
"Lord!"
"No, I will save you, Noah, and your family. You need to build a big boat."
A boat?
"What's that?"
"For water?
What for? I live nowhere near water. How will I get it to the sea?"
"I am sending rain and floods to earth, Noah. And you'll need the boat, big enough for you and for all the animals, too."
"Lord, what's rain?"
"It is the way I will water the earth. Always before you had dew and springs from the ground. Now you have rain from the sky."
Noah called his three boys, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. "Boys, two things. I need your help to build this big boat God just gave me plans for." They crowded around.
"Wow! That's huge! 3 stories high and 150 meters long. That's bigger than a football field. Whatever for, Dad?"
"God is sending rain."
"Rain? What's that?"
"And there's going to be a flood. This will keep us safe, this boat."
"Man, that's big enough for our whole family and the whole town. It's a regular hotel."
"God said something about animals, too, but maybe I didn't hear him right."
Dad?
Asked Shem. "You said 2 things. What else?"
"Boys, you are old enough to think of marrying. I think you need to be looking for a good wife, each of you, while we build this boat, so you can start your families after."
"Oh, ho, ho! I know who Japheth has been looking at. That Diana is so cute." Ham danced around.
"Japheth loves Diana."
"Well, she's a decent girl. Not like some of your chicks."
"Okay, guys, do that on your own time. Let's get busy. Shem, you go order delivery of all the timber they have at the mill and tell them we need more. Gopher wood. Ham, go to the hardware store and get hammers, boxes of nails, and buckets of tar. Japheth, you get on the tractor and clear that level field behind our house. We'll build it there."
As the boat began to take shape, the whole town came out to watch. None of them wanted to help. They just laughed at crazy Noah.
"Hey, Noah! How many oxen do you think it will take to pull your big box to the sea? You gonna put on wheels?"
"Hey, Noah, don't worry about leaks. It'll never get wet anyway. You don't need that tar."
"Noah, how come you're making it so big? Who wants in your ark?"
Japheth married Diana, and she came and helped Mrs. Noah prepare food. Kimchi, biltong, cheese, and many, many baked goods for their food. Jemima began to come around to pick up nails and take drinks to the builders. And everyone was happy when Ham and Jemima got married. Shem just smiled when they asked him who he had found. Finally, the ark was finished. One morning, after devotions, Noah told the family, "God told me he is bringing two of every kind of animal to be with us in the ark, so we need to collect food for them, hay, oats, corn. Shem, why don't you ask that lady veterinarian you know? What's her name? Shana? I'm sure she knows what we'll need and where we can get it." "Shem, dear," said Mrs. Noah, "if we're having animals on that boat with us, why don't you ask that nice girl Shana to marry you and bring her along?" Shem grinned. "I just might, Mama." We'll have to quit there. Listen again to see how the animals came and if the ark could float. This is Auntie Winnie saying bye for now.